The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, good morning, everybody. It's the Chaunce here, and down in our minnow tank in downtown Chicago, as I like to call it. And we've got a new person on the board today, Kevin. Morning. Thanks for coming down here. Trust me, I know it's not easy being here this early, Kevin.
That's okay. Sleep is for the week.
Sleep is for the week. Yeah, yeah, but it really does feel good. But hey, we've got a jam-packed show. I, you know, one of these days I'll figure out how to do a show. It's only taken me 26 years, but I mean, I always put 5 pounds of sand in a 1 pound can, as we used to say when I lived in Michigan. But we have a lot of things going on today. But one of the things I want you to do is remember to tell all of your friends, right, really, tell all your friends to tune in and listen to us either on the ESPN Chicago app or go to our website, Chaunceysgreatoutdoors.com. Click on that magic little button that says podcast. Yes, there you go. And you'll hear today's show, or you can hear numerous other shows. I mean, there's a bunch there, so don't think that we're missing out on you, okay? It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, you can listen to. I really do like it. So, you know, sit back, lay back. Probably half the audience is part of my PWP club. And someday I'll tell you what that stands for. My PWP club of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And just let's have some fun. But let's talk about today's show. There's a really big shoe that we have here. On this week's show, we've got Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. He's coming on to talk about all the programs. Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's a plethora. Don't you love that word from Bugs Bunny? It's a plethora. And it's literally, there's something going on almost every day somewhere in the Forest Preserve programs. The weekends are jammed with things to do. So I want you to get out and be part of it. And there's so much to it. December, it's not just a month to say, oh, look at the pretty lights. Put on a coat, put on your boots, get out. So if you're mom, dad, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, grab the kids' friends, because it'll make it even more fun for them and take them out and enjoy the outdoors. Stop and get a little hot chocolate. Ah, yeah, a little cookie and a hot chocolate on the way home. That really sounds good. I'm hungry, if you can't tell. and it'll be a good time. And then we have Pete Schlichting, who is the wildlife biologist in charge of the deer herd for the state of Illinois. He was on a couple of weeks ago, and we just went through our first deer season. We have one this weekend is also, he's out. We're going to be talking to him at Buffalo Grove State Park, Buffalo something State Park. And he's out there checking in deer. We'll then have the Aiden Fishing Report and a whole lot more stuff for you. You know, it's going to be a good time. And once again, we just try to get so much out there. We're going to try, maybe this is a wild chance. I'm not saying we can get to it, but our phone number is 1-312-332-3776. That's 1-312-332-3776. Okay. Last weekend I was out at Monday and Tuesday. the Illinois Conservation Foundation had their director's hunt. It's a fundraiser for the foundation, and we had about, I'd say about 125 people, you know, pheasant hunting. People came down with their dogs for hunters to hunt over, and I got to tell you, I was over Sean's dog. Dog's name was, I think, Lila, and a Brittany Spaniel. I quit hunting after 45 minutes because I just enjoyed watching this dog finding birds. It was so much fun. It was like, okay, I'll help flush the birds. You guys shoot birds. It was just so cool to watch. When you see Mother Nature, especially in a hunting dog, finding, pointing, using the wind. I mean, it was like going to school, and this dog was teaching Chauncey what to do. A lot nicer than the Felician nuns that taught me what to do when I was in school, but that's another whole story for my psychologist and my shrink. But it was so much fun with Layla, and I have to thank her, and I hope to see her dad, Sean, at the Sovereigns in Plainfield on December 11th. We're having a whiskey university. So, as a matter of fact, all you people listening, come on out there. It's Sovereigns in Plainfield, right in Main Street in Plainfield, the 126 area. And we're going to have all kinds of stuff. Our good buddy Carmen DeFalco is the host, and there are little samplings, and then they have some food there. Let's fill the house with outdoorsmen. Let's show them what the touch of the great outdoors is. Okay, we did that. I'm just trying to make sure we covered everything before we go on here. Oh, I've just remembered I got a live read. My good buddies over at Midwest Outdoors Magazine and TV have been helping the Chicagoland area and the great outdoors for 50 years. Gee, you guys are that old. To show their appreciation and your support for, they're offering a 20-20-20 deal. That's 20-20-20 deal. And you won't want to miss it. For only $20, or as we would say in Chicago, 20 bucks, you receive 20 issues of Midwest Outdoors Magazine, a $20 gift card to TackleDirect.com. Hey, that's a good deal. So right off the bat, my subscription's free. That's 20 issues of Midwest Outdoors Magazine delivered to your door. You get access to the digital edition, which has bonus articles and all kinds of stuff, marked maps. Even my monthly fishing report is there. You could read that. And you get a $20 gift card from TackleDirect.com. Hey, can't go wrong with that one. And you know what? For 20 bucks, you can't go wrong. 20-20-20. Cool. That was Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Tell you what, we're going to take a little bit of a break. We come back, we got a whole lot more show all for you right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low Boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! and Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
I'm DNR Conservation Officer Tony Salzer.
And I'm Minnesota Wild goaltender Alex Stalock. As a kid growing up in Minnesota, I loved getting on the ice any way I could, whether I was playing ice hockey with my friends or ice fishing on the lake.
Whatever it is that brings you to the lake, we want you to remember that ice is never 100% safe. There needs to be at least 4 inches to walk or skate on, and 5 to 7 for ATVs and snowmobiles.
So have fun and be safe while skating in the state of hockey.
Or dropping a line through the ice in the state of fishing.
Segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
Hi, this is Skeet Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh o'er the fields we...
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. In that beautiful time of the year, the sleigh bells are ringing, the cardinals are chirping, and everything is cold outside. Well, who knows about what being cold with the weather. But what do we do first Saturday of the month? Yes, one and only, the man, the myth, the legend, the man who knows everything going on in the forest preserves of Cook County, including where the squirrels and chipmunks are hiding their nuts, Mr. Tim Mondel.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
I couldn't either.
No, you got to throw it out there, mix it up a little bit sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Johnson?
I'm doing well, and I hope you're going to have a good, you had a good Thanksgiving, and I hope the holidays coming up work well for you, too.
No, absolutely. Yeah, everything except for that Bears loss, but you know, come to accept those terms these days as a fan. But
yeah,
everything is great.
Welcome to Chicago. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Hey,
no, yeah, everything's great in the preserve. With winter time, the large scale special events slow down for obvious reasons, but we're still out there. Offering programs, engaging with the community, creating memorable lifetime experiences.
Mm-hmm. Now, a couple of things, you know, everybody knows I love the Forest Preserve, especially the Nature Center. Little Red Schoolhouse tomorrow has a sunrise hike. And the cool thing about doing a sunrise hike, we're going to try to get a whole bunch of these things in people today. But, you know, the sunrise, you're there before the sun is up. And the thing that hunters and, you know, fishermen have over the general public is we get to watch nature wake up a lot of times. And it is so marvelous. You don't even think about the fishing or the hunting that we're doing because you're watching the little Tweety birds. You're watching the, you know, something, a deer walk by or a squirrel sounding like an elephant walking through the woods. And it's just... We get to see Mother Nature waking up, you know, taking that cold, you know, that white blanket off of her and starting to move around where, you know, most people don't see that. You could do that at the schoolhouse.
That's what they're set up, these nature centers. That's what they're set up for because they're a brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. It gives you full-time access. When you create a program like that, like we just talked about,
mm-hmm.
The experience of seeing that sunrise and seeing kind of nature start its day,
mm-hmm.
so that everything that's coming around, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Okay.
Back in the day, we used to offer a winter solstice sunrise, some other alliteration, probably with another S.
Mm-hmm.
You used to go, I think, the 21st of December, and at Cummings Square at our headquarters. And even for a metropolitan location like our headquarters at Lake Avenue and Harlem Avenue,
yeah.
you can still see the bits of nature surrounding that area all come alive. It was pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. That, I mean, so cool. And then I know at Sand Ridge on Sunday, that's tomorrow, they're going to have a Pioneer, you know, holiday pass, so you could learn about what it was like to have Christmas in a cold cabin, you know, under your feather tick and, you know, getting a piece of fruit for a gift or something, you know? And
is that where, what is that terrible dessert, the fruit pie, what is it called? Oh,
do you mean the bread? The
yes, what is it?
I know what you mean, but we can't remember either one of it right now. All I know, there's a lot of rum in it, so it's good. Rum cake, you know.
Fair enough. That's what keeps you warm.
That's right. That's
yeah, that takes place on Sunday on the 8th from 11 to 3, holiday pass. You can visit the Pioneer Cabins, as I mentioned, celebrate holiday traditions, create a craft, see what's cooking over that open fire. Sand Ridge, again, talking about the nature centers, but it is situated in a gorgeous spot over there in South Holland, and you know, with campfires, especially with Camp Shabona on site as well, they can create these and set up in the app because it takes long enough time, Chauncey, to set up a decent event in the summer, spring, or fall, just with the amount of back and forth. But imagine, you know, as it is like 12 degrees outside, and you're like, oh, you don't want to be outside too long if you don't have to.
Yeah. And then also at 1 in the afternoon on this tomorrow, Sunday, Sagawan Environmental Learning Center, which you do cross-country skiing, if there's snow, but they're going to be doing a waxing clinic. Ah, you know, wax on, wax off, wax on. I'm doing the thing. Nobody can see I'm doing it. I'm doing it in front of me with my hands. Wax on, wax off, you know?
It's like reading a book. We're just creating that image in our head. We're all
right.
Good now.
That's it. And so you do your skis and things like that. There's so many. You got a forest therapy. What is that that's coming in this weekend?
Forest therapy is just, it's almost connecting with nature in a way that's going to benefit you for the mind, body, and soul. So even if you know what it is to take a moment while you're on the trail system, or as you mentioned, you're out and about early time and you know, you're a sun rising type of person, it's accepting what's going on around you and connecting to it in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason. There's no, you know, this isn't a black and white thing. It's a gray. It's abstract. So we have those. We continue to offer those, you know, year-round in various parts throughout the county. The other ones, too, I mentioned the winter solstice. So I think we have something on Friday the 20th. And then Friday the 20th? Well, the 20th, yeah, Friday the 20th, excuse me, and Saturday the 21st. So we have two programs going on, different parts of the county for that one. It's celebrating the longest night of the year. So you can kind of be out there, doing campfires, hikes, the usual things that really make the wintertime a lot of fun being outdoors. If you don't already have plans tonight, I implore you, capitalize, bold, you know, italicize any way you can, to get out to the winter bonfire at Camp Dan Beard. It's in Northbrook, Dundee and Port Wine in between Lake Cook. And they have a 25-foot bonfire. They have s'mores, they have snacks, food, a little bit of music, winter basings to do. It's typically from 4 to 8 p.m. It's really, this has to be at least the fifth year that they've done it. But that site is so remote and isolated from the residential areas, and you still get everything you're looking for. It's like, you know, a staycation in a way.
That's cool. You know, one time we did a bonfire, winter bonfire, and I wound up singing songs with the crowd for about half an hour. Campfire songs.
Really?
Yeah, we had a good time. We had a good time.
That, a hot cocoa, and, you know, really, there's nothing better. It's really a nice time.
No. Yeah, just remember, you need a little bit of warmer in the hot cocoa sometimes for the adults. You know?
I can't talk about it, but I'll just smile, you can't see emphatically.
It's something Chauncey does, not nobody else, you know. Hey, what is seniors? This is done during the week on a Thursday, on the 12th, but at the Little Red Schoolhouse. It's called Seniors? It's Seniors Enjoying...
Correct. Sorry, you go ahead.
Seniors enjoying nature inside, outside, rain or shine. God, I'm glad there's no more letters in that. But, you know, it's like, this sounds like a lot of fun.
So it's coming up with acronyms, but that's the thing these days. Yeah, so it's intended for ages 55 and up. I've mentioned almost ad nauseam that the programs we create in events, some are age-appropriate, some mm-hmm. are for the general public, and this is obviously one of them that's more age-appropriate for 55 and up. So it's, you know, we've been around for a little while. I speak for myself, at least. What I experienced at the age of 12 is totally different from that of 43. And so now we are getting to this point where as you get older, you want to create new experiences, maybe doing some of the same stuff you did before at the younger age. So it's a good opportunity. And it's at Little Red. Again, Little Red Schoolhouse is just an absolute beautiful site.
Oh, it is. It is. I mean, you know, there's tons of things going on there. I know they're going to do some restoration work days in the Forest Preserve in the winter on a Saturday the 14th at Crabtree. Evening Owl Prowl. Notice how he slowed down to say that. At the River Trail Nature Center on Friday the 13th at like 7 p.m. Volunteer days on the 14th, River Trail Nature Center. Someone told me you guys are having a s'more party.
How can I have s'more of something if I haven't had it yet?
Oh.
It's like, that's what my son quotes all the time. He's a huge Sandlot fan.
Mm-hmm.
So the s'mores party is taking place at Swallow Cliff. Again, beautiful area in the southwest. From 10:30 to 1:30, you can have a s'more, do a s'more-themed craft, probably a s'more-themed story trail.
Mm-hmm.
As you can tell, folks, this is kind of the way it is with it. Mm-hmm. Some snowshoeing or sledding, depending on any snow. And then I think we need at least 4 inches of hard snow for the snowshoeing. So be prepared. Maybe bring some winter boots out. You can still go for a hike. But, yeah. Good time to still hit the Swallow Cliff stairs in dead of winter. It's still a beautiful place to be.
You hit the Swallow Cliff stairs. Okay.
I did last August, and I had my inhaler, and it still wasn't enough. I was like, I am so out of shape. I can't do this.
Hey, on the 14th in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, at Trailside Museum, which is right there in River Forest, it's easy to get to. I mean, it's like just west of Harlem a little bit. I'm trying to think of the road that's
Chicago.
Chicago Avenue.
Chicago and Thatcher. Yep.
Thank you. They're doing a do-it-yourself holiday bird feed. They're going to have all the stuff there, 14 and up age-wise. You guys have to register. I mean, you're just going to call, but it's a free event to make a holiday bird wreath feeder. Oh, that's a good thing.
Perfect Chicago accent when you said it, too.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It is. It's fun. We've done this in the past in various locations where you can do the bird feeders or bird houses. And again, that gives you something to do during the wintertime that still draws you
mm-hmm.
or connects you with nature, even if you take it and bring it home.
Yeah.
It's a nice way. I mean, we talk about land acquisition and creating a forest preserve-like backyard. Well, this is a step toward that. So even if it's small, you might think it's menial. It's not. It's very important.
Right. And, I mean, there is just, you know, and the list keeps going on. There's, you know, outdoor things, there's indoor things, there's things to do with your kids, young kids. If you have some time during the week, if you're retired or something, or maybe you're off, they're doing a photography class. And you don't need to have the hoity-toity big lens cameras because we all have these things called cell phones that take great photos. And on the 31st of the month, we have the Kwanzaa celebration going on at Dan Ryan Woods at 10 a.m. So you can, you know, celebrate with the community, learn about the Kwanzaa and the Pan-African heritage and seven principles of Kwanzaa. It's another aspect to just get another better understanding of all of us that live together.
100%.
You know. Love my friend, it has been a great year dealing with our friend, Mr. Tim Mondel. The all soothsayer knowledge.
The operative term.
Yeah, I always see the cartoon, the guy with the big head, the guy of all knowledge, you know.
Oh, God. Yeah, you and my wife might have a different way of saying it, but I'll take yours all day.
Okay. All right. Well, Tim, thank you so much for doing so much to make Chauncey's Great Outdoors a little different, more a little more enjoyable, and to think of the thousands of people that have listened to you every month telling us where to go in the forest preserves to have some fun right in our own backyard is the most important thing.
No, you know this better than anybody. It's an absolute privilege and an honor to be able to be on the show for the friendship you and I have created and for the folks, hopefully, who, you know, listen and learn a little bit more about his connection.
Yep.
Enjoy a wonderful, safe holiday.
And Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
All right, take care. Happy holidays. That's Tim Mondel, everybody, from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, the man who you need to go to if you have any questions. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. You know what? We know the outdoors. That's okay.
It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low Boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Deer Hunters! Hey! How you guys doing? You're listening to Shane Rap, and this one's going out to everyone who's heading up to the North Wisconsin.
This is Phil Piscitello, owner-operator of Borderline Fishing Guide Service. We take people out fishing in northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoor Radio Show.
Stay in the shack, a week without the wife won't want to come back. Gotta wake up early on opening day, but first I better finish off a case I say. Spend the night playing cards and drinking blast beer. Shoot, there it is, let's get some deer.
Shoot, there it is, shoot, there it is, shoot.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, yes, it's the first weekend of December, but you know what that also means? It's the second season of deer hunting in Illinois, and on the phone with me right now, we've got Pete Schlichting, a wildlife biologist for the state of Illinois, who's kind of runs herd on the deer herd. Is that right, Pete?
That's correct.
Hey, now, first of all, congratulations on the 54,000 and pocket change, I think it was, of the first season deer take. Was it 54 something? I got it right here. Don't hold it. 54,661.
661.
Yep. 661. And congratulations on that, because that's a very respectable number for the state of Illinois. And even though I've had, and we, you know, Pete and I spoke about this a couple days ago. A number of hunters said that, you know, we just didn't see them, but, well, then you weren't in the right spot. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, and it depends on where you were.
Mm-hmm.
So for pretty much the whole state, we had really good weather, and that always helps with our harvest numbers. So anytime it's in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and pretty clear skies, you're likely to have a good harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Even though this season is about as late as we can go, just on how the season shifts with the change each year.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. That it's
yep.
it got pushed down, you know.
Yeah, so we got lucky with weather though, so mm-hmm. That was great. And because it's second season, I'm currently sitting at our check station in LaSalle County at Buffalo Rock State Park. And I was also here first season. And in this part of the country, people weren't really seeing deer. I don't know where you were talking to people, but I spoke with a lot of hunters from LaSalle and Grundy County. And when we looked at the numbers afterwards, there was a pretty significant difference between the northern third of Illinois and the southern two-thirds of Illinois mm-hmm. as far as harvest. So we were up in harvest from last year by a little over 1,000. And so in the grand scheme of things, that's not a lot of change. That's not a change that I expect to see, or that I expect to mm-hmm. be a result of big changes in anything. That's pretty normal fluctuation in our harvest numbers. But when you look at it split out by county, what you see is that the northern third, and especially along the Illinois River Valley and across like Knox County, Mercer County, Rock Island County, all the way over to Kankakee, we're down in those counties, and people weren't seeing deer from what I heard, and some of that is certainly due to a worse than normal EHD outbreak. In the area,
mm-hmm.
We had a lot of reports of dead deer that were verified, and then I'm hearing a lot of reports as people come through the check station, people showing me pictures of deer they found. So I would like to encourage anyone listening that does find dead deer, especially during the late summer, to report that to DNR. That helps us track where we're seeing. Where we're seeing these die-offs and helps us with our harvest reporting and if we're going to change permit numbers or anything. If nobody tells us, we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And once again, everybody, you know, and this is why I love talking to somebody like Pete, you know, as I call it, a card-carrying wildlife biologist. You know, people would say, well, you know, they're taking the deer out because of the insurance companies. No, they're not taking the deer out because of the insurance companies, folks. I mean, this is just, you know, they're managing the herd for the healthiness of it. And, you know, for diseases and CWD and blue tongue, whatever. I mean, you guys are in constant motion almost of trying to figure out what's the next left or right turn you're going to have to make to ensure the health of the herd, right?
Yeah, I sit down with a few of our biologists every year, and we go county by county for mm-hmm. all 102 counties in Illinois, and we make decisions about permit numbers. We make decisions about if they're going to be in the late winter season or if they're any changes we're going to make based on if mm-hmm. they become a CWD positive county. And we gather up as much information as we can about the deer in each county. And we have to make decisions. And I wish I had more information.
Yeah.
But we make do with what we have. And if we see there's a population we need to come down, when we release a few more permits, or we put them in that late winter. And it's just a series of decisions that we make, and we pay really close attention to every single county in the state.
Yeah, you do. I mean, it's the science of the outdoors that you guys follow. And, you know, when you look at, and if anybody wants to see it, if you go to my Facebook page, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, you can click on the press release and see where all the numbers are on this thing. This isn't just two seasons. We still have a couple seasons to go with. We have archery yet to go through, right?
Yep, we have archery. We have that'll run through the 19th of January.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in second firearm season right now. And then next weekend will be muzzleloader season. And then if you are in a CWD or a late winter county,
mm-hmm.
you'll have 7 more days of firearm hunting. And I'd have to look up the dates. I think it's the 20th. I'd have to look up the dates. But there's 7 more days of firearm hunting in those counties, split up into a weekend of 3 and a weekend of 4.
Right. It's December 26th to the 29th and January 17th to the 19th.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I was afraid I was going to say the dates wrong.
Yeah, trust me, I've said the wrong dates on the air and gotten gotten love notes from people. Let me put it to you that way,
of
you know?
Of course.
When we look at second season, now, second season is started out a little cold. It's supposed to be in the 40s today and then 50s in northern Illinois tomorrow. I'm like, these deer are just going to say, you know, let's just sit under the pine tree for a while, you know? I don't know what they're going to do. I just don't know.
Yeah. We've heard some anecdotal reports of that bucks were still dogging does, so
mm-hmm.
they might be out and about a little bit. I think, as with most things, it really depends on how many hunters are get out in the field. And so hopefully the nicer weather the next couple of days, people will get out. We had some people showing up on Thursday morning at 8:30, and God bless them for getting out in that wind and that cold on Thursday morning. But people are still doing it, so mm-hmm. we're happy to see them here at the check station.
Oh, God, yes. As a matter of fact, last Monday, I was down in Springfield for the Illinois Conservation Pheasant Hunt, the director's hunt, and the hawk was blowing at about 35 or 40 miles an hour out of the north.
Mm-hmm.
It was snowing. The ground was covered in snow. We got 19 birds. We had a good time. But let me tell you, by, you know, 2 hours out in the field, I think I couldn't get warm for 2 days. Just, you know, and
yeah, imagine sitting in a tree stand with not moving.
No. I've now become to the magic age where I'm a ground hunter.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about, especially with the deer population in Illinois, some of these counties in southern Illinois, in northwestern Illinois, where you've got woods, you have farm fields, those numbers are holding better numbers of deer. You know, DeKalb, you know, Kankakee, several of these other smaller Pratt County, where they're holding, I think Wabash is another one. The harvest numbers aren't high because there's not that many permits, but also it's not conducive. It's just straight farmland from fence to fence. There's no other areas for them to browse or eat and things like that, I would assume, right?
Yeah, so our northern county, especially a CWD county, those should not be permit limited, and we do that on purpose because to combat CWD, we have liberalized those permit numbers mm-hmm. in those counties, so those shouldn't be limited. In some of our other counties, especially in southern Illinois, we have the last couple of years had a lot of alarm bells going off from Farm Bureau, county farm bureaus, and from individual farmers that the populations are getting up to levels that we haven't seen since before the EHD or blue tongue outbreak of 2012 and 2013. And so part of the reason why I suspect we see pretty robust harvest down in southern Illinois is we have been liberalizing those permit numbers down there. But if you're in the corn desert of eastern Illinois.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, there's just not that many places for a deer to live there.
Mm-hmm.
So we are pretty conservative in those counties as far as firearm permits,
mm-hmm.
Just because we don't think that the deer population in that county can sustain any greater harvest.
Yeah.
One caveat to that is that archery permits are unlimited for residents.
Right.
And almost unlimited for non-residents. And so, especially with more and more people using crossbows, we have seen sort of a shift in hunter participation to archery season. You can start earlier. You've got a lot more time. And we're still trying to parse out exactly how that's working. We do feel like we're seeing a shift in hunters over to archery because of crossbows.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have any great, really good numbers or really good understanding of how that's happening. But that is another reason why we might still have good harvest, but it's sort of shifting from firearm to archery.
Well, and it gets you more days in the field. You're technically, you know, your crossbow's not going to give you a longer shot, everybody. That doesn't do that. But, you know, you've got a little bit steadier platform to shoot from. And so you're able to possibly harvest the deer that way. The other thing, too, is I think we're seeing a little bit more of a shift because the younger people are enjoying the archery, where the seasoned sportsmen, if you can figure that one out, folks, what I'm talking about, the seasoned sportsmen, you know, they're looking at using the rifle, the ones that we're able to use in Illinois. I mean, I think there's been a big influx of that going on this year.
Yeah, for sure. So I just pulled these numbers the other day. We have, since making crossbows legal for everyone, every year we saw an increase in the percentage of our archery harvest that was taken via crossbow. And the last 2 years it has leveled out at 54.3%. I mean, just right on the nose, we had the same exact percentage the last 2 years. So we'll know more at the end of the year, but we've hit sort of a saturation point on the people that are going to use a crossbow. We also, and I didn't say it earlier, but we, like most states, we have an aging hunter population, and it's just easier to shoot a crossbow than it is to hold a vertical bow. So there's a lot of reasons why we're seeing that. The other thing I was getting to is that we're also tracking what type of firearm people are using, and we're seeing that same creep that we saw with crossbows, we're seeing that with rifles. Our youth season, which is one of the main reasons that this was proposed to use rifles, is for the youth hunters. And we had almost 50% of our youth harvest was with rifles this year.
Wow.
Which is way more than I was expecting in just the first few years. But it's become really popular. I'm not sure in our first season what we were rifle harvest this year. But I think last year was at 20%. I expect it's going to be more like 30-35%.
That's cool.
But so we might see that taper off. I know a few other states that introduced rifles. It's gone almost up to 60%. It really has taken over the firearm harvest in those states. I believe that was Ohio.
Wow.
Who knows where that will go? But I personally haven't yet to hunt with one, but I people seem to really like them.
Yeah, I haven't hunted with one either. But you're right. I cannot pull my 65-pound recurve bow back anymore. I can't do it. I can't pull it back and hold it and feel comfortable. So I'm starting to look at a crossbow, and you know I have shotguns and they work very well, and I just haven't thought about the other firearms. But overall, it sounds, Pete, that the health of the deer herd in Illinois, managed by you and probably a bunch of other guys, all you know, and ladies sitting together, you know, trying to figure everything out for us, is looking good for the foreseeable future. And even better in some areas, right?
Yeah, we've got a good huntable population in Illinois, and there are certain areas we wish we had more, and there are some areas we wish we had less. But I just had a nice conversation with a hunter here in LaSalle just this morning, and he was talking about the good old days and how many deer he used to see, and I think he's talking about the mid-2000s when we probably had way too many deer in this area. But at the end of it, he said, you know what, but people that want to kill a deer could still kill a deer. And I said, "That's as long as we can keep that, then I'm happy."
Yep, exactly. And on this final note, I will leave with you, Pete. Personally, I've had
deer from Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Indiana. Oh, not Indiana, another state. And I got to just say this, that corn-fed Illinois deer sure does taste good.
It sure does.
It sure tastes good. Well, Pete, thank you so much, and thank you and everybody that you work with to just keep a sport that we love to do open for us to enjoy, okay?
Will do. Appreciate the time.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low Boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Oh, gosh, this ice is thin.
Life jackets worn, nobody mourns. Learn more at pleasewearit.com.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a path near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, Presley's Outdoors in Bartonville, Illinois, Mike's Tackle World in Decatur, Hunting Stuff in Salem, Illinois, and Dunn's Sporting Goods also in Marion, Illinois, and hold a new TDI rods and feel the future of fishing today. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it, though.
You ain't got no ambition.
I love that song. I really love that song. Gone fishing. Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Like I said, we have a jammed show today, as always. And we have to start out because I'll get love mail and from people if I don't do the most important thing on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, the Aiden Fish Report. As I tell people, you know, there's like 48 other minutes you can listen to the program. That's pretty good, I thought, you know. But Aiden's report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. If you're looking to get a nice boat in the spring, definitely do it now. You want to get your boat serviced, get it done now. They got five mechanics there. You want to be in the Waterworks family because they will take care of you. Aiden says, Papa, Dad and I, sis, stayed under the couch under the covers because it was too cold, went to the Grand River. I only read this when I start, when I pick it up, folks. Grand River, and we watched the old guys hit a couple of steelhead and one walleye. The guys were waiting. That must be really, really cold because the water, I touched it, and it's that cold. So how could they be that cold and still be in the water? Okay, now that's trying to read that and talk at the same time. It's kind of interesting. we then went to Lake Michigan to see the pierheads, but the waves were too big to go out there. But it was cool to watch the huge waves hitting the end of the piers where the building was and splashing water everywhere. I like that. I wish I had my camera with me to take photos. Hope to see you soon. Remember, Santa's always looking under my Christmas tree for some fishing stuff. Hint, hint, hint. Love, your hockey star in training and professional bass angler in training, Aiden. And the Aiden Fisher Report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Yeah, Aiden is going to be he's going to be 14 years old. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, that's true. Hey, remember, December 11th, Carmen DeFalco's having Whiskey U down at Sovereign's Restaurant in Plainfield, and I've been going to them for the last couple of years, and let's get a good showing of outdoor people out there, okay? Come on out. It's they have food. They have, you know, little samplings of scotch or bourbon, whatever we're going to be doing, so it's going to be a lot of fun, so don't pass that one up. Hey, I know people have been out on the ice. I know. So let's, you know, but you know what? You have to use common sense. I really mean that. If you're going to go out on the ice, and we just got ice. I mean, anything less than 4 inches, this is the Chauncey rule. All right? You can write this down. You know, like there's the Gibb rules on NCIS. This is a Chauncey rule. Anything less than 4 inches of ice belongs in a glass covered in a beautiful amber liquid. Remember that. Okay? Wink, wink. But if you're going to go out on the ice, you really need to be safe. And our friends up in, and it doesn't make a difference what state in the northern part of the Midwest you're talking about. You know, carry your cell phone, put it in a plastic bag, you know, Ziploc bag. It'll work through the bag. Trust me, I've done it. And, but you have to tell people, hey, we're going to go fishing here and we're going to get back about this time. And if you're running late, call them and say, hey, I'm running a little late. It's just a safety thing. Wear proper clothing and equipment, including personal flotation device or a float coat. Say that four times quickly. And, you know, because you don't, if you go through the ice, you want to make sure. But you should never go through the ice. You have a spud. It's a chisel point on a pipe, and you bang that ice so hard, and if it goes through the ice, back up. That's exactly right. Extra pair of mittens and gloves. Why? You're touching water. You're touching fish. You're touching minnows. Your pinkies are going to get cold. Your little fingers are going to get cold out there. You got to wear cuipas? Jesus. Kevin, I have a speech problem this morning. Cuipas.
I thought that was intentional.
Yeah. You got to wear creepers, which are springs or a device on the bottom of your boots that you strap on that you can walk across ice and not slip. Because there's nothing worse than slipping on the ice, having your feet go out from under you, and what hits the ice first? The melon on top of your shoulders. And trust me, it's not made to bounce on the ice. That part of our body was not made to bounce. The other parts? Yeah. So remember that. We then have a couple of other items I want to make sure. You can carry, as I mentioned, a spud bar. If you don't know the area, don't walk over there. Really, if you don't know what's over there, don't walk over there. Ice thins from underneath, not up on top. So you could be in 4 inches of ice here. You could walk 10 feet and be in a half an inch of ice. And that's not going to be a good day. So please, please, please remember that next time you go out ice fishing. Let's talk about fishing here. We got some perch are happening a little bit more on the lakefront. Navy piers. Now I'm getting photos of current pictures. I liked everybody's photos from last year, but now I'm getting current photos of perch being caught at Navy Pier, 87th Street, Calumet River, 95th Street, down in the Turning Basin, Indiana Waters. They're catching them for the boaters out there. My good buddy, Mr. Kubal, he's going to be out chasing some perch someplace, I'm pretty sure. They're also getting a few lake trout, I heard, down in the Indiana Waters, but I did not get a picture of that. Snagging season is still going on, but I'm not even going to talk about it, really, because it's over, okay? It really is over. Chain of Lakes, there's been more people out in the Chain of Lakes in the last couple of days, and who knows what's going to happen. It's going to get 40 today, 50 tomorrow. If anything like precipitation comes down, that'll thin ice very quickly. But some places had, 2 inches. Some places had 3 inches of ice. Waxy spikes. That's what you need to go with. If you have a tip up and you want to get a pike or something else, bass, you can set up a tip up there and do that. And you can find some fish that way. That'll be pretty cool. My buddy Darren up in Berlin, Wisconsin. He loves fishing Big Green Lake, and he says it's getting cold up here, Chauncey, and some of the coves are ice covered, but thickness is under 2 inches. And I'm not sure what's going to happen this weekend with the weather. Nighttime temps are cold, but it comes back up, so be careful. Up north, they're up north in Wisconsin, they're advising us to still be watching on ice. We need some building time, right? We do. It's, 2 to 3 inches of ice, and it's going to get better up in northern Wisconsin. Not a lot of anglers have been going out. You're looking for some walleye and some tip-ups. That's not a bad thing to do. Bluegills in the shallow is a good idea. excuse me. Darren also said on Big Green Lake, he said it's the first shot of cold weather, so he's looking for action there. Dodge Memorial Park by the boat ramps, he said it was ice-free. And he says he's not sure how long that's going to be that way, so be careful. Madison, Wisconsin, it's the ice has not formed up enough. Whoa! Got to the end of the show. Thanks, Kev. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from my friend Apin Sui Majawat. A council fire in the winter not only warms your lodge, it warms your soul. Not only warms your lodge and warms your soul. And I know this is an old thing, but today is Pearl Harbor Day. And our parents were very much aware. It was our 9/11 back in 1941. All right? Please remember those who are there. Remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. See you next week, everybody, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.